We'll say good morning. We pick up today, still in Perek Tes, the title of the Perek Mafsidei Hazrizos, those things that ultimately detract from a person's sense of Zrizos, Tafyomi, right? Person's sense of Zrizos. So we're picking up, we left off yesterday on page Pei Dalet, I believe.
Pei Hei.
Pei Hei.
The third line on top.
Beautiful. Even better. We're ahead of the game. So page Pei Hei, in the red edition, that is. Ki hineh ha'adam baruch hu asah sa'adam bal seichel nachon usvar nechocha l'shiyinhag atzmo al derech tov v'yishamer min ha'dvarim ha'mazikim asher nivru la'anoshes ha'rishoyim. So Chodesh Baruch Hu created us with seichel. Proper seichel, proper reasoning, in order that we could go in and conduct ourselves on the right path and to protect ourselves from those things that ultimately would be detrimental or harmful. But at the same time, a person has a choice, and a person could technically choose to go ahead and leave the path of reason, of correctness, of right, and go ahead and put himself in danger. So we'll say the act of putting oneself in danger is not an expression of one's bitachon or emuna, but rather, again, it's silliness. And he's sinning against the very will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go ahead and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to watch over ourselves. V'nimtza shemelvat ha'sakana ha'metu ba'os badavar. So when a person puts themselves in a dangerous situation, in addition to the actual danger that's now encountered as a result of the fact that a person is not watching over themselves, but at the same time he's going ahead and he's sinning ultimately again by placing himself in this particular situation, not watching over himself. So what the Ramchal is saying over here is the following. Remember, just the context in which all of this is taking place is that one of the things that takes away from Zrizos, right? One of the things that takes away from a sense of zeal in life is that what? Is that a person is always afraid of what's going to happen, right? Remember again, the example he gave is, I'd love to accomplish, but it's too hot, it's too cold, it's this, it's not good. So the Ramchal is just pointing out, obviously a person can't totally throw caution to the wind, right? A person can't ignore certain realities of life, and to ignore certain realities of life and place myself in dangerous predicaments without real thought as to the nature of the danger of these situations, of course, there's a lack of bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Therefore, he says, Achayira hashotehi. So we'll say, so therefore again. So now, on one hand, what we're saying is, you can't go ahead and use every excuse in the book for not accomplishing, right? It's too hot, it's too cold, it's going to rain, I'm not feeling well, I need extra sleep, I need this, I need that, whatever it is. Person on one hand can't do that. On the other hand, a person also can't ignore certain realities of life and as a result go ahead and put themselves in active sakana. So what's the balance? What's the middle ground? Achayira hashotehi shiya ha'adam rotze lahosif shmiros al shmiros. The yira al yira. Rather, says Ramchal, is that sometimes, like most things in life, what we're talking about over here, the yira hashota, foolish fearfulness, is when a person feels the need to be excessively cautious and careful. The yira al yira, or excessively fearful. Va'osem mishmeres l'mishmarto, ba'ofen she'agia mize bito l'torah v'la avoda. And a person feels the need to go in and guard themselves in such excess, that what? That it leads to bitl Torah and to bitl avoda. That ultimately leads to a negation, a loss of opportunities for learning as well as for serving. So we'll say, see, you hear what he's saying over here? That in life, and this is a very powerful yisod, and I think it's something that everyone struggles with one way or another. In life, of course, one has to be cautious. because again, there are dangers, and one has to go ahead and be careful of the dangers in life. And sometimes, again, if opportunities come by, but they are fraught with too much risk, a person has to know how to say, that's not for me. On the other hand, very often what ends up happening in life is that a person goes ahead and has an opportunity, and the opportunity has some risks, or the opportunity comes with a little bit of effort, and a person sometimes amplifies or exaggerates the nature of risk or difficulty associated with this particular endeavor, and therefore they don't do it. And because, and also you see this in life, you know, there are some people that are so cautious that they never do anything. There are some people that are so reckless that they try everything. Right? And the goal that I'm calling this thing is you have to be somewhere in the middle in life. Meaning, be cautious, look at your opportunities. Do they make sense? Do they not make sense? But you're about to say, you know, sometimes people in life only want to do things if they have an absolute guarantee they're going to be successful. So I think most of us would agree, there is nothing in life that carries with it a guarantee for absolute success. So the whole issue in life is to find this middle ground. Being cautious, but being cautious in a proper and realistic way, and not being cautious to the point where I lose out on all my opportunities. So of course, the million-dollar question is, how are you mafkin? How do you distinguish between a proper amount of caution and fear, and too much caution and fear? To which the Gemara says, as we both say, there are things in life where it's shchia chazeka. Shchia chazeka means that it's understood that there's an element of danger. What the Gemara is referring to over here is certain, you know, there's a person is not permitted to go ahead and engage in certain objectively dangerous activities. Because when the Shmar Tamol and Afshtech, you have to take care of your life. So the Gemara discusses that there are certain things where it's Shriya Chazeka, that ultimately everyone knows that it's dangerous. So if everyone knows that it's dangerous, then Lamaisa, again, person shouldn't do it. Kimakum Sheha Hezek Matsui Vinoda, because in a situation where the Hezek, or the danger, is known, Yeshli Hishamer, a person has to be careful. Ach Makum Shein Hezek Noda, but I will say if you have a situation where the danger is not known, then ein liro, then there is no need to go ahead and be fearful. The alkiotze baze, obviously, you know, if a person is thinking enough, a person realizes everything is fraught with danger. There's an element of danger associated with everything. What he's talking about over here is a realistic and legitimate level of danger.
No skydiving.
True. The alkiotze baze ne'emar. And about this, it said, "Reusa dalo chazina lo mechazakinon." The Gemara says that something, a danger that we do not see, we do not make a chazaka that something is dangerous. Ve'ein lo l'chacham elamash shein avroas. And of course, I will say there could be elements of danger that we don't know, but a person can only make decisions in life based on what they see. Hu atzmo inyan apasak shevi lemala arum ra'a v'nistar ha'inu medaber ela v'nistar min ha'ra'a asher ro'a. So we'll say, remember, what Arum Ra'a Minister, we'll say, so the foolish one sees the danger and hides himself from that danger. So we'll say, it's a very important yisod in life. And I think that this is probably one of those, there are many gray areas. This is one of those intensely gray areas in life where on one hand, what the Ramchal is saying is we have to accomplish, we have to do. Very often we don't accomplish because we're fearful, quote unquote. And whatever the fear is, we have a fear of failure, we have a fear of different circumstances, whatever the fear may be. So Ramchal says, just make sure if you're not going to take an opportunity in life, make sure that your fear is legitimate fear and not contrived fear. Fear that's ultimately used as an excuse not to accomplish. Fear that's ultimately motivated by laziness. It was a very important yisod in life. Because as we know, too often we don't take advantage of our opportunities because we're quote-unquote afraid. Whatever the afraid may be. Therefore, the Ramchal says there are times to be fearful. And therefore there are opportunities you should not take. But there are other times not to be fearful. And therefore those opportunities should be taken. Be careful to gauge whether or not your fear is legitimate or illegitimate. Let's go a little bit back there. The rabbis explain, Pirshua Inyan Kamin Chomer. The rabbis explain this, Kamin Chomer. Now we'll see, Kamin Chomer means, he writes in the footnote over here, Pirshna. They give a beautiful explanation to this. Laharos ad, I'm on page Pei Zayin in the red edition. Laharos ad Heichan Magas Yiras haheva lahafrisha adam min ha'maaseh hatov. Chazal give an example as to how detrimental needless fear can be and how dangerous it is because it distances a person from accomplishing good. Amru, shiva dvarim amar Shlomo be'etzel. There are seven different things that Shlomo HaMelech said regarding a lazy individual. Keitzar amru le'etzel, right? What do they say to the lazy individual? Hari rapcha be'ir. We say to the person, listen, your Rebbe is in town. Lech ulamad Torah mimeno. Go, Rebbe's in town. Go learn Torah from him. Savahu meishivosam. What does the lazy person respond? Misyari ani min ha'ari shabaderech. I'm afraid of lions. Aye, but there's no lions, right? There hasn't been a lion sighting for a little while now, right? But I'm afraid of lions. Are you telling me that it's impossible, that there's never going to be a lion? I can't tell you. It's not impossible. There could be a lion. Oh, so you see, I'm right. Right? You should fear lions because it's possible there's going to be a lion. Okay. Rabcha b'soch ha'medina. I always say to him, but your Rebbe's in the city. He's here. He's in the country. Will you go learn from him? Omer lahem. So he says to them, Misyare ani shlo yia ari ben arachovos. Okay, but maybe there'll be lions on the highway. Omrim lo, harehu besoch beisecha. One second, your Rebbe is in your house, right? Your Rebbe's sitting in your living room. Why don't you go to your house and go learn with your Rebbe? Omer lahem, im ani holich etzlo, ani motse papesach neula. So we'll see, he'll say to him, but one second, maybe I'll go to the house. And what happens? The door's going to be locked. And the truth is, I don't have my key on me. So it could be that I go to the house, the door's going to be locked, I'm going to knock, no one's going to hear me, I'm going to end up standing outside. Omrim lo pasuachu. Good news, we just checked, the door to your house is open. Ukishelo hayut. So what does the lazy, now what do you say at this point in time? So at this point in time, what is there left to say, right? That my Rebbe's in my house, the door is open. Baruch Hashem, there hasn't been a lion sighting in a little while. So now, what excuses are left? So I said, listen to this. So kishalaha yodem ala hashiv, omer lahem, hadeles pesucha ona ula, mevakish ani od li shen ma'at. The truth is, to be honest, okay, even if the door is open, there's a bigger issue. I need to sleep a little bit more. I need to sleep. I know the door is open. I know that my Rebbe's sitting in my house. I know I can learn Torah from him. I'm sorry, I can't do anything. The door is... I want to sleep a little bit more. Hala marata, listen to this. She'in hayira goremes yis atzel, ela atzla goremes lo shi yis yare. Both said, this is... You should underline this line. The Rebbe Chaya says, so what do you see from here? It's not fear that causes laziness, but rather, it's laziness that causes fear. So you heard the Rebbe Chaya saying, it's not fear that causes laziness, but it's laziness that causes fear. An incredible yisod that if a person's lazy, at the end of the day, they'll say, if I just don't want to do, again, remember, very few people, there are some people that say, hey, I'm just lazy, which is a bigger problem in and of itself, at least beyond the Milo, where you don't admit that you're lazy. To admit that you're lazy is a whole new form of laziness. So most people are not going to say, I'm lazy. Instead, what most people will say is, I have legitimate concerns. Okay, by the way, legitimate concerns is often code, says Rav Chaya, for you're lazy. Right? So I have legitimate concerns about committing to this particular endeavor or embarking on this particular project or doing this. Okay, in other words, says Rav Chaya, I'm lazy. Now, of course, not always. Sometimes there are legitimate concerns, as we just said. But Rav Chaya just said, if a person at his core is not willing to work, is not willing to push, is not willing to act, is still, unfortunately, steeped in this midah of atzlos, Atzlus has a way of allowing me to find all of the reasons why I can't accomplish, why I can't do. Atzlus allows me to find all the different reasons why ultimately this is not right, this is going to go wrong, what could possibly happen. And says Rav Chaya, just be self-aware. If a person finds themselves making excuses as to why they can't accomplish all of the different things, the person has to ask themselves a simple question. Is it really because the opportunity at hand is so fraught with challenges? Or is it because, unfortunately, I'm a little too steeped in the midah of atzlus and the midah of laziness? All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up here on Yeretz Hashem on Monday.